This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. More than 6,000 bars and restaurants across the United States are selling a certain cocktail this week and donating some or all of the profit to charity. The cocktail is the Negroni, and there are literally dozens of places across Austin who are taking part in this nationwide Negroni Week, which runs through Sunday. Joining us to talk about drinking alcohol for a good cause is Texas Monthly Drinks columnist Jessica Dupuy. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Nathan.
Start by telling me, what is a Negroni?
So it's a very popular classic cocktail that originated in Florence in the early 1900s. There was a bar in Florence called the Café Cassoni, and a barman there, a guy named Scarselli, started creating an aperitivo, which is super popular throughout all of Italy, just something to sip on and drink before you sit down to dinner. It stimulates the appetite. This particular aperitivo was called the Milano Torino. It was made with a bitter orange liqueur called Campari.
And then, I've heard of Campari.
Yes, Campari. It's bitter orange, and that flavor mixed with a sweet red vermouth from Torino made this really nice little aperitivo with a little bit of club soda to kind of make it sparkly. It became so popular, particularly among American tourists, that it became known as the Americano. Not long after that, though, there was a count in the area whose last name was Negroni. And he came in asking for an Americano, but he was like, I want it to be a little bit stronger. It needs to have a little bit more oomph. So he asked him to add gin to it, which he had just been to London and fell in love with gin. And so gin became part of this cocktail, which later people started coming in and asking for Negroni's drink. Hey, we want what Negroni had. And now we just have it simply called the Negroni.
But there are variations on this, right?
Well, yes, you can find different variations. I mean, the simple Negroni is easy as pie. It's 1 ounce Campari, has to have Campari, 1 ounce of a sweet red vermouth, and then 1 ounce of gin. And I think the best way to do it has to have a gin that's got some good botanicals. So Citadel, The Botanist, but even in Texas, you can have Revolution Spirits gin or Treaty Oak Waterloo gin. So the bitterness, but then there's sweetness, and then the botanicals that have come through from the vermouth as well as the gin. It's surprisingly refreshing, even though it is bitter. I will say that it's an acquired taste. I mean, the first time people have tried Negronis, oftentimes they're like, I am not so sure. It's certainly strange. But the more you get a taste for it, I would say they're almost just too good to pass up.
And now this cocktail is being used to raise money for charity across the country, including here in Austin. What's Negroni Week?
Yeah, Negroni Week is something that started in 2013. And just as an idea to try to raise money for charities, it went from 100 participating bars in 2013 to about 6,000, as you mentioned. Last year, they raised $320,000. This year, they're hoping to beat that.
There's 77 places in Austin, according to the Negroni Week map I looked at.
Yes.
What are some of the places in Austin that are participating?
Italic is a great place to get a good Negroni. They even serve them on tap. Olive & June is serving a frozen Negroni, which in this heat is perfect for the patio. Canteen has a really good Negroni. And then there are a number of other places like Drinkwell, the Roosevelt Room, or Pesce. All of them have really good opportunities for you to try these variations on them. And if you want something super boozy, you could have a Boulevardier, which is essentially the Campari and vermouth components, as well as either rye or bourbon whiskey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Getting serious.
Yeah. Now, that's something I'd have more in the wintertime, for sure.
What charities are benefiting from this?
All sorts. So it depends on the bar or the restaurant that's doing this, but they've chosen everything from the Sustainable Food Center of Austin to the Capital Area Food Bank, Austin Pets Alive, I believe the Austin Children's Center as well. So you'll find any number. You can go to NegroniWeek.com and find the participating restaurants, and that's where you'll be able to find which charities they're supporting.
Jessica Dupuy is a drinks columnist for Texas Monthly. You can read all of her stories at texasmonthly.com. Jessica, thanks for telling us about Negroni Week.
Thank you.